you want to know the secret to finding love, you've got to love yourself first. Renee Ariel went viral for sharing her relationship advice and pep talks about self-love and confidence on TikTok. Renee, an entertainment host and dating blogger, has garnered millions of likes for sharing her dating advice, and she joined 10 Minute Talks to share how we can gain the confidence and wisdom to have better relationships. This is our conversation. What made you want to start sharing these tips?
When I first moved to Los Angeles, I didn't have any friends or anyone to talk to. So I started a blog, and initially it was a blog about like moving to a new city and trying to, you know, make friends, start a new life. And then I realized what it kind of turned into was like a relationship blog, and not just about romantic relationships, but any kind. And then slowly but surely, I realized like one thing that I kept revisiting that is always evergreen, that people always have something that they want to know about, that they want advice on, is dating. And so for me, I feel like a lot of the time, and listen, single people, I stand by it, give the best dating advice. Because listen to me, when someone's in a relationship, they've got the rose-colored goggles on, they like give you the most like best case scenario every time you ask for advice. I have one of my best friends, Hannah's married, and literally I could come to her with any boy problem and she'd be like, yeah, that's not a big deal. I think it's totally going to work out. And all those other times it didn't work out. So, and you know, you can give the best advice, but not take the best advice. And doing that, I think you just learn from it. So I give advice from the standpoint of like, I'm still learning. I'm not perfect, but because I've messed up so much, like I do know this for a fact.
But that's so true. Single people give really good dating advice.
Yes, I'm telling you, because I have like my friends being like, but you're single. And I'm like, exactly. You're welcome. This is how you know it's real. Because also the single people are the ones in the current dating scene, which is always changing. Like dating culture today is different than what it was a year ago, 2 years ago. We're kind of adjusting and adapting to a new dating culture, especially during a pandemic, which just switches all the rules completely, which is what I've learned. And everyone is just trying to figure it out as they go.
Yeah, everything you say so resonates with me, and clearly it does with so many other people. Where do you get your advice from?
I would say myself, things I wish I had said to myself, and also like watching my friends go through so much, because a lot of my pep talks are like to past Renee's, but a lot of them are also to like friends going through situations. And you know, like that one guy in your friend's life that she just keeps thinking will change, and you just keep trying to like shake her and be like, no, like he won't. Sometimes that friend needs like a 10 to 15 second video just reminding her that she can watch on the days she feels weak and wants to text him.
I love that you talk a lot about confidence too, because I think that's one of the things people forget about that you need to be working on outside of dating. What are kind of some of the things that you think people should work on to be more secure and that they should kind of already have figured out before going into a relationship?
Great question. Something that's really helped me and kind of changed the game was learning my attachment style. I think you can learn so much about yourself through your attachment style, and also figure out kind of the work you need to do on yourself in order to better yourself and be in a healthy relationship. Because a lot of the times we are attracted to things that are bad for us or toxic for us because of like maybe how you were brought up, past relationships. I myself was in a very toxic relationship for a year and a half that I learned had a lot to do with the fact I had an anxious attachment style. And so was like kind of drawn to someone that always kept me on my toes, which I learned, you know, after it, how damaging that is. And also that that's not good for me. And so I had to do a lot of work on myself to get to a place where I felt I was able to have a healthy relationship where I didn't want games. I didn't want someone that was going to be hot and cold. Intimacy didn't scare me away. And I think kind of learning those things about yourself and being self-aware and putting in the work is what you need in order to be in a healthy relationship, not a relationship, because I think anyone can be in any kind. It's just, if you want something truly healthy, you have to put in the work on yourself and be very self-aware so you don't self-sabotage.
That's really good. I think confidence is one of those things that's easier said than done, but even more so after you've been rejected or if you've been single for a while and haven't been in a relationship, what are some tips that you have on staying confident? Are there any like resources you go to or practices you use?
Yes. So for me, I love using social media in a healthy way. I don't like using Instagram to like compare myself to all like the beautiful women out there, which I know is like hard to do when you, because I follow a lot of gorgeous women on my Instagram account. And sometimes you find yourself comparing and you feel a little bit insecure. But something that's really helped me is like the discovery page is filled with like inspirational quotes, affirmations, like pieces of advice, different like facts about anxiety, which is what I struggle with. And that can be very helpful. Also, if I get into like a bit of a slump where I'm not feeling my best, sometimes, especially during a pandemic, you just have to like get in your best outfit, like do your hair, do your makeup, do whatever makes you feel good. Even if that means just like putting on a mask and taking a bath, whatever it is that makes you feel confident and sexy and good in your own skin, that kind of helps. Because I think with the pandemic, it's very easy to become like a shell of our past selves because we're not doing all the things that make us us. So having those little reminders, watching videos with pep talks on TikTok, just anything to kind of build you up again in those times that you're down, because we need like communication so important and we are lacking a lot of that right now. So it doesn't matter how you're getting it. It doesn't matter. Maybe you just need a Zoom call with a friend that lifts you up. You dress up, or you are using, you know, sources online. Just anything that you know will make you feel a little bit better helps.
One of the pep talks that you gave on TikTok that I loved was treat yourself like you're your own best friend. What does that look like for you?
I thank you for bringing that one up, because I so agree with that one. That one took me a long time to like learn myself, because often, like, I would say I'm a pretty good friend. Like, I really care for my friends. I always want to lift them up. I always want to give them like the best advice and make sure they are with people that are deserving of them and that they're treating themselves well. And then I'll find myself in situations and I'm like, I'm not, like, I treat my friends better than I'm treating myself. And we are our own best friends. We are our own loved ones, and we have to act accordingly. So for me, this looks like on the days that I'm feeling really anxious, be forgiving of that. Don't beat yourself up for it. Don't beat yourself up for making mistakes. That's what life is all about. Be forgiving, be patient with yourself, and do things that make you feel good and make you feel happy, because you are your own best friend. And sometimes we can be so overly critical of ourselves and have this like mean voice in our heads towards us. And it's like, what am I doing? So just reframing that thought process and really taking more care and better care of yourself.
I think one of the big mistakes that people make with dating is they wait to figure out what they want and what their expectations are until they meet the person. And that's something you really need to know ahead of time. What are some of the things that you think people should have figured out before they go into a relationship?
I would say come up with your absolute deal breakers, because I think a lot of the time we have these standards that we're like, I learned in this past relationship that I don't like this. And then we'll meet someone we like, and then they do that. And we're like, but I really like them. And what you have to find out, what are your non-negotiables? What are things that you know you cannot deal with in a relationship? You need to write those things down. And if you meet somebody that has any of those qualities, and make sure they are truly deal breakers, not like, I don't like blondes usually. Like, if not shallow things, things that truly our deal breakers would end a relationship, whether it's a week in or a year in, and make and set that for yourself and don't alter that. Like, stick to your guns. I would say what's important is with, again, even going back to attachment styles, like, I'm someone that leans anxious, but I learned I need to like stay away from dismissive avoidant attachment styles, because it's a game of cat and mouse constantly. I know for myself, I need someone securely attached. That's just one of my needs. That's something I won't break. Another thing is like cheating. Being in a relationship where there was infidelity, I learned I don't want to date someone that has cheated. And I know that sounds like, I don't always believe it's the case, once a cheater, always a cheater. If it was something that happened when you're like, you know, in middle school or high school, or it's like a young relationship, I do think that's a bit different. But for me, someone that was able to do that to someone that they really care about, I I have some trust issues that I've dealt with coming out of a relationship that was dishonest that I don't think I would be able to deal with well in a new relationship knowing that. So with everyone, it looks different. You know, you could have something completely different for yourself that matters, but you just have to look into what will make you feel the most secure in a relationship. And if someone is not able to meet those standards, it's okay. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means they're probably not the person for you.
Are there any undervalued traits that you think people should look for that we don't talk about as much?
Yes, I do think this is talked about more, but like it, okay, I'll give you guys an example. I have become very invested, like too invested in this one girl on TikTok that she always shares like her love life. And I don't know how the heck I found her. I really don't. But I know she was like on my For You page one day and she just talks about her love life. And I so badly want to make TikToks just for her because there's one thing that I wish would look for, I'm too invested, is consistency. A lot of the time we want to believe like the sweetest moments from someone when they say everything we want to hear, when they do everything we've wanted them to do. But then when that doesn't happen the day after that or the day after that, we keep wanting to get back to that good. No. If they're not consistently good to you, if they're not consistently acting in a way that you would want a partner to act, that is not the person for you. Hot and cold does not mean that they're into you as much as you want them to be. I think whenever I've been hot and cold with someone, it's because, and it has nothing to do with them, but because I'm not that invested. And it's a hard truth to face because a lot of the time we take rejection so personally. I get it. I do it myself, but we can't because it honestly has nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us when we are the ones being rejected. It has all to do with them and their preferences and our compatibility, what they're going through. They could have someone else that they have already felt a certain way about. We never know what's really going on. They could have issues that we're unaware of that also like keeps them from getting close to people. It's just the options are endless for what it could be, but it's never really about like you're not pretty enough or funny enough or this. And I wish we would stop taking it that way. I get that we do, but you just have to look for someone who's consistently invested in you and someone that shows up. And if they are not doing those things, don't take it personally. Just find someone who does.
Yeah. Consistency is a really big one. And I think that that's something, at least I didn't realize until I was older, how important that is, not just in romantic relationships either, just in friendships too.
100%. That's the thing. Like for me, when I think of a lot of my advice, it goes with any kind of interpersonal relationship because we can have toxic friendships just as much as we can have toxic relationships. And so you want to be very careful with who you choose to surround yourself with because it will fully reflect on you and how you're feeling and your confidence and how you're feeling about yourself. Because if you're surrounded by people that like don't lift you up and make you feel bad and make you feel like you're unlovable, it's not good. It is about who you are around and how those people are treating you. And you have to find people that treat you kindly, whether it is a romantic partner, whether it's a friend. You want people who are there for you. And I know it's hard, especially because I think when we start off in school, like we're only surrounded by so many people. So we kind of pick and choose friends from there. And then as we get older, we have a lot more options. So my advice would be like, pick your friends just as carefully as you pick your romantic partner.
That's good. Yeah. We talked about non-negotiables a little bit earlier, but kind of with the idea of putting in equal effort in the 50-50 thing, I've heard different variations of that. Like it shouldn't be 50-50. It should be 100-100. Or I've heard people like Brené Brown talk about sometimes both people don't have their all to give. Sometimes it has to be 80-20 and there's like a balance in that. What are your thoughts on that kind of effort balance and where to compromise versus when to recognize this is like a non-negotiable and I need to walk away?
Well, I think in a beginning of a relationship, I get the whole 100-100, but 100-100, it's 50-50. Like I get it, but it's equal. Like at the end of the day, it's equal. Yes, you want to be giving your all to someone. 50-50 does not mean giving like 50% of like all that you could give. It just means it has to be equal and reciprocal. And that's what's most important. I understand the 80-20 idea if someone's like going through something. However, you don't want to end up in a relationship where you are constantly giving and not receiving. It's just not healthy. And I think it also depends like where you're at in that commitment. If you are 10 years into a marriage and your husband is going through something and you're the one giving and giving for a while, that's completely different than the guy that you've dated for 2 months that got really busy and now he's only texting you once a week. Like, it just, no, don't have that mindset. It's one of those things that I think you'll know when you get to that bump in the road. But the rule of thumb for me would always be someone that's giving as much as I'm giving. And if they're not meeting that, if they're not matching your energy, to me, that's someone that's not going to like satisfy you long term. Maybe it'll work for a few more weeks, a few more months until you kind of feel drained.
That was my conversation with Renee. If you want more of her advice, make sure to give her a follow at Renee Ariel on TikTok and Instagram. And make sure to subscribe to 10 Minute Talks because I'm going to have Renee back in the next few weeks to talk about how to get over someone and when to know to walk away. Until next time, remember you're loved, you matter, and you've got this.